In the name of God, whose place is here, whose time is now. Amen. One a.m. on a warm August evening, and all of a sudden there's a short little blip of extreme chaos in our lives. The fire department, the ambulance, my neighbors and my husband frantically running around. The ambulance took off. It couldn't have been that bad. And then it was quiet. 7:40 a.m. Text message. He's not going to make it. That's impossible. He's only 16. What do you mean? Fast drive to Hennepin County Medical Center, the amazing hospital where babies are born, people are saved, wounds are healed. 8:04, my 16-year-old next-door neighbor is taken off of life support. His last breath is taken while being held in his mother's arms. This evening, as we celebrate those dearly beloved souls and saints who have gone before us, the wisdom of Solomon is trying to remind us the souls of the righteous are in the hands of God, and no torment will ever touch them. For me, this August and September, I think nice words to have been written in a book a long time ago. But what does it mean to me? Well, what about those of us who are left on this earth to remember, to question, to wrestle with the memory of a life? Why are we to be tormented? Perhaps your loved one had lived well into their 80s or 90s, where there was joy and peace in their passing. Perhaps your loved one had fought a hard, hard road against a disease like mental illness or cancer or ALS, where there were many questions about what if. Perhaps one or more of us are here to mourn a life that never really got to be, or a life lost way too early. I believe no torment will ever touch them. I personally believe that my blessed Lord will offer them eternal rest. But what about those left behind to mourn, to grieve, to wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, or those left with sweet, sweet memories? The fact that we are all here together this evening offers me hope that we as a culture may soon be on a path of learning that to grieve is a gift, to remember is a gift, to allow time to help us distill our feelings is a gift. To have those feelings denied or told to hurry up and get it over takes away our freedom to be fully human. It takes away the gift that our Lord offered us with his life. In the words of a writer, Tim Lawrence, quote, "When a person is devastated by grief, the last thing they need is advice. Their world has been shattered. This means that the act of inviting someone, anyone, into their world is an act of great risk. To try and fix or rationalize or wash away their pain only deepens their terror. Instead, the most powerful thing you can do is acknowledge. Literally say the words, 'I acknowledge your pain. I'm here with you.'" Note that I said with you, not for you. If I say for you, that implies that I'm going to do something. I'm going to fix something. I'm going to do something about your pain. I can't do anything. I can't change anything. But to stand with a loved one, to suffer with them, to listen to them, to do everything but something is incredibly powerful. There is no greater act than acknowledgement. An acknowledgement does not require training or special skills or expertise. It only requires a willingness to be present with a wounded soul and to stay present as long as is necessary. Our culture has treated grief as a problem to be solved, an illness to be healed, and sometimes both. In the process, we've done everything we can to avoid, ignore, or transform grief. End of quote. I do not believe that we are here to avoid. We are here tonight to grieve, to remember, to celebrate, and to be present in the silence. We get to celebrate the lives that have gone before us, and we are allowed to spend as much time as we need. Sometimes, some things in life cannot be fixed. They can only be carried. And as life allows us to continue forward, sometimes what we are carrying becomes lighter. Sometimes what we are carrying becomes heavier, particularly at holidays or anniversaries. Tonight, or at any time, when we hear the Sanctus, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory." Let us try to be aware of the glory available to us here on earth. The glory, the pain, the confusion, the love, the memories and the silence, the willingness of others to be uncomfortable with us or us with them, and the permission to carry what we need to for as long as we need to. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High.